Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. This beautiful morning I have as my guest a friend and a prophetess and an amazing woman named Kim Skaggs. And Kim is, among other things, an ordained pastor and counselor and author. She's the mother of twins. And she's on a mission to illuminate divine provision for abundant life through the fusion of power, the fusion of passion, purpose, and play. That's very alliterative. And Kim has been trained in our PATH coaching program. She is on the national leadership team. She's a co-developer and facilitator of the PATH community division of what we're doing. And I can say that she has been an amazing encourager to me personally. She's become a very bright, shining light in my life. And I'm just thrilled to welcome you to the show. Thank you for being here, Kim.
Thank you, Laurie Beth. I'm so glad to be here. And I would say, too, that, you know, we reap what we sow, and you've also been a bright light in my life. So thank you.
Well, that is great. Thank you. All right, so we're going to talk about abundance. And never has there been a hungrier world in my memory than now. People are, I just saw a poll this morning that 84% of the people are dissatisfied with the economy. That's a pretty high percentage.
Sure is.
I know there's 10% unemployment in California. I think it's 14%. There's a lot of people that have a sense that we're not really on the right track economically. And Jesus talked a lot about that. So, Kim, lead us into this discussion.
Well, you're so right, Laurie. And, you know, to quote you from the past, one of the most powerful and influential leaders of all time articulated his mission statement in a single sentence 2,000 years ago, and that was, "I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." And, of course, we're talking about Jesus. And I love the Amplified translation. It says, "I came that you might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows." And the Message says, "I came so that you can have real and eternal life, more and better than you ever dreamed of." And, you know, I've thought about those scriptures so many times. And when I started thinking about abundance, I actually looked the word up in the dictionary. And it means to have a surplus, or not only plenty to have, but plenty to give away.
Mm.
Yeah, so this provoked me to start thinking about what I had a surplus of. And I've given this quite a bit of thought over the last couple of years. But I realized the one thing that I have a surplus of, or a lot of, is an abundance of imagination.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. But what I didn't realize, Laurie Beth, was that I was using that imagination in a negative way. And about 4 years ago, I realized that not only was my imagination not serving me very well, but it wasn't serving others either.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm driving down the road one day, and I just had this inward question kind of bubble up on the inside of me, and that was, you know, what percentage of your thoughts are negative? And I literally laughed out loud when I heard this question, because here I am, a minister, I'm a counselor, I'm an encourager to other people. But it was also one of those moments when I thought, you know, I need to pay attention to this question. And so I did. I really started thinking about my thought processes and my thought patterns. And when I really, really got real, I realized that a lot of my mental energy was spent on negative imaginations. Yeah, and in fact, I would say that as much as 70% of my thoughts were negative, which was stunning to me. I was astonished.
So what's an example of a negative imagination thought?
okay, in my case, it was I had a lot of fear that I contended with, fear of failure, fear of people's opinions, fear of not realizing some of my aspirations. And so it kind of kept me in this perpetual place of being stalled. Even though I had these dreams and these desires and these things that I wanted to do, at the same time, I had all these self-imposed limitations that prevented me from really moving forward, even though outwardly it looked like I was making great progress and pretty successful. So while all this time I'm cheering on everybody else, you know, I'm experiencing all these anxieties and fearful thoughts about my own life. And this was truly a revelation for me, because it wasn't anything that I was consciously doing, but it had become a way of life, and it was not an abundant life.
Mm. I love that. So how did you turn it around?
Well, you know, Proverbs 23 tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our head is where we receive facts and figures, where we process information. But our heart is where we carry the deep thoughts, the deeper understanding, and really where our future and our life is conceived. And my abundant imagination was taking me to a place I didn't want to go, so I had to begin with the heart. What are these things in my heart? Why are they there? You know, and how do I begin addressing them? So what I began to do was I began to get real clear on what it was I truly wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this didn't come overnight. This was a process of a couple of years. But, you know, I finally came to the place where I made a decision to leave ministry, you know, full-time ministry, leave counseling. And I took some time to seriously just sequester myself, to pray and seek some direction for my future. And I probably took about 2 years. I had read Jesus, CEO, 15 years ago, along with several of your other books. And during this sequestered period, I was in my study one day, and my eyes fell upon The Power of Positive Prophecy.
Mm.
And I just sat with that for several weeks. Not only the book, but just the idea. Because I've had lots of things prophesied to me over the years. You know, some I think are valid, some were not so valid. But I knew that God's word is true prophecy. You know, and when he says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hello.
mm-hmm.
So I kind of leaned into what was in me in terms of desires and visions and imaginations. And I picked up the phone. I made some phone calls. I got on the website, the LBJ website, and then I made some phone calls. And one thing led to another that got me involved in the coach training program. And here we are 2 years later. So,
and how is this closer to what you wanted than what you were thinking you wanted?
I've always wanted to help hurting people. I've done that. I've been in ministry for over 20 years, and there's such a need. You know, there's such a. I think a lot of people have a vision of what they want, but they have no idea on how to get there. And I can say that because that was me. You know, even though I was doing something that was worthwhile and maybe even had some eternal value in terms of helping people spiritually and emotionally. I still felt like things needed tweaking. I needed tweaking somehow. I wasn't completely fulfilled in that. And truthfully, in my case, it was, you know, I always had these lofty ministerial aspirations and achieved most of them. But really, I wasn't called to fivefold ministry. I am called to be out there with, you know, the people that are not necessarily church-focused or, you know, real involved in a church community, but people who, you know, are still looking to kind of find their path.
So how does, let me ask you this, how does, what is the role imagination plays in abundant thinking, and how can our listeners harness their imagination?
Well, I think that, first of all, again, you have to get clarity. And my imagination now serves me in a very positive way. And it serves other people as well. When I allowed my imagination to take me from the place of, you know, ministry and where I was to moving over into the coaching arena and, you know, in the arena that I'm now in, it led me. It was kind of the compass or the path. It was kind of the compass. My job as a coach is to help other people realize that the dreams within them, you know, are not phantom fantasies. They are an outline of our destiny. And the dreams that we dare to imagine, the dreams that we dare to imagine are kind of our map or our compass to our purpose. And when you find your purpose, abundance is free flowing. I like to say it's the
source.
Exactly. I like to say it's the thing that oozes from your pores. That we have so much of it spills over onto everybody and everything that we come in contact with. And we all have, you know, this one commodity that we don't have to think about. When people think about us, they think about this thing. So we need to get clear on it, pay attention to it, and let it flow from us.
You know, I've always loved the story of Michelangelo sculpting the Statue of David, and I think I talk about it in the path. And I had the privilege of going to Italy this summer and going to the marble quarry where he actually got the stone to carve the Statue of David. And I brought back a little block, just a block of marble from the Carrara quarry, and I have it sitting actually in my shower.
Wow.
To remind me as I'm taking a shower, what am I sculpting with my thoughts? You know, we all start with a block of stone, just like a sculptor. And I love how you're talking, because, you know, positive thinking, it's kind of become humdrum, but imagination. And it is true, especially when we listen to the news and, you know, the undercurrent there is fear. We're always in danger of something, whether it's a terrorist attack or bad weather or... you know, the economy failing or whatever. So there's an undercurrent of fear, and to shape the invisible with our imagination latched onto God's prophecies.
Yes.
It's just so powerful. It's just
so
powerful. So I want to insert here just how people can reach you. It's Kim Skaggs, KimSkaggs, at insightbb.com. Insight, like Insight, insightbbb.com.
Yes.
So, Kim, what is your imagination telling you now?
There are really no limits, relationally, spiritually, physically, financially. The only limits that we have are the limits that we impose upon ourselves. And, you know, again, this is kind of my mantra these days and has been for the last couple of years, that the desires and the dreams within us are not phantom. They're not phantom.
Mm-hmm.
They are your compass and your map. Pay attention to them. And then ask God to give you the courage to lean into them.
I love that. To bring together your dreams with your prayer, with your faith, and to move into that with courage. So I see so many people standing on the precipice of greatness and watching the sweat drip down onto their toes. And it's like, you know, you can do that. You can watch, or you can just leap, and you'll be greeted by solid ground. So we have just a few seconds left, and I just want to encourage people to take advantage of Kim and her coaching. And she has amazing insight. She has the ability to listen, and sometimes she won't say anything for 7 minutes. And then, boom, she comes out with just nails it, just exactly what the situation is. So this has been a great reminder for me this morning about harnessing my imagination, Kim, and I invite our listeners to do the same. Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. So
yes.
Let's use our imagination and link it with God's faith in us and make something happen today. Blessings, Kim. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.